Sherelle Parker moved into the mayor's office in Philadelphia. WHYY News' Kristen Mossbrooker-Garza spoke with Republican business owners who say they want economic development from the first-term Democrat.
Philly public safety consultant Ben Manis says he's willing to give Parker a chance, but is concerned about diversity of thought because the mayor's transition advisory business committees were packed with insiders.
All boards, advisory panels. Look, Philadelphia is famous for echo chambers. It's a closed shop.
Manis says he wants to see the city get back to the basics and be competitive.
Mayor Parker's biggest concern is, you know, giving employers and residents more bang for their buck. And you could make people feel great on their niche social issues all you want. But at the end of the day, people have mortgages to pay, rent to pay, payrolls to cut.
Bankruptcy law attorney Michael Sibick says Parker's election was not the worst case scenario and prefers a moderate Democrat, even as a Republican himself.
You know, all politicians do that. They promise a lot of things. Many times they don't accomplish that or perform that. But let's give her a chance. I think she's a breath of fresh air.
Sibick says he's not sure Parker will be able to tackle the city's biggest issues before her tenure is over because of the focus on social equity issues.
Why are people leaving the city? I'm going to guess. I'm going to assume it's crime. I would assume it's taxes and probably education.
On the business front, the city's newest commerce director is Alba Martinez, the first openly LGBTQ person to serve in that role, and a Latina. Kristen Mossbrooker-Garza, WHYY News.